Mishnah says over in Tanis that Yudim and Aleph, that the time when you start being shal the Gushamim, same as Saint Talmater, is on Zayin Cheshvan. What is the reason for that? It's like the Mishnah, Kedesh Yegia Achon should be shal in our Paras. We want to make sure that the last year the Yid who lives furthest away from Yerushalayim should be able to get to his house, which is by Nahar Paras, which is the Gvul with Babel. I once saw a beautiful Remez, the Kedua, the yard site of Mir Shapir, the Miyasud, and Dafayemi falls on Zayin Cheshvan on this day, the day that Yerushalayim, the Gushamim. It's not a coincidence, there's a Hashkoch over here. So I saw on the Luach Davar Bita and on Zayin Cheshvan, he says a Gevaldike Remez to what Rameir Shabir did in his lifetime. His main work that he's known for is the being the Asa, the Daf HaYomi. What did he do with the Daf HaYomi? He made sure that every single yet, even the last yet, even the one who is furthest away from Limud HaTorah, should be able to be tired from the Mesikas of Limud HaTorah of Talmud Bavli. Actually, Agia Achon should be still in Nahar Paras. Even the last yet should be able to get to be Nahar Paras. Nahar Paras is the Gvul of Bavel. Every single yet, even the one who can be also the furthest away should be able to be time from the Nahar Paras and Talmud Bavli, and that was what he did. I mean, he asked him, Dafa Yemi, no yid should be left behind, and Mimela, it's no coincidence that his yartzeit fell out Dafkan Zayin Cheshvan, the day which is Mesugal, to for the opportunity, the even Achon should be Sirol, even the one who is furthest away should be able to be Magia to Nahar Paras, to be time from the Kabbalah Masikas of Talmud Bavli.